Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. All right, it's always great to have John McNesby on. And when you see and hear the body cam and the particularly the 911 calls, you ask yourself the question, wow, what is it like to be a Philadelphia police officer? And the only redeeming thing would be that you have someone that takes the totality of this and has your back. But that doesn't work with public officials, including, in my view, the police commissioner here in Philadelphia. Let's go to John McNesby. Hey, somebody left off the H here in John. Who put the J-O-N up here? Hey, John, did you change the spelling of your name to J-O-N?
That's my new Democratic name. I figured I better get in line because it's going to be a long 4 years.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness, John. Well, John, the family, I think, in my view, and Dan and I watch this, have been okay in this. But the media and somewhat the attorney left out that it wasn't just an ambulance they called. Those 911 calls clearly have one and two of the sisters talking to 911 and saying, we need cops over here. It wasn't just the next-door neighbor. There was an all-out problem with the guy going after the parents, allegedly, here.
Yeah, I mean, the 911 call was for an ambulance for the father who was knocked out by his son. So it's not, you know, and other neighbors had called for the cops to come to quell his disturb, you know, what he was doing out there. I mean, you look at it, I look at it. I mean, I don't see the officers are out there doing their jobs. They had a 70-minute press conference yesterday, 70 minutes for a 50-second video, and not one mention of the officers, not one mention of how they are, what they're going through. I mean, they didn't go out there to take anybody's life. They didn't do that. I mean, this guy, by all means, was a menace to that community. He had 18 priors, nine or 10 convictions. Not one mention of mental health, anything in that area. So, the officers went out there. They did their job. They were protecting the community. Their job, too, is to go home safe at night. And 22 times during that 50-second video, they asked that guy to drop his weapon, drop your weapon, drop your weapon, drop your weapon. They retreated and retreated and retreated. What else? There was no other means but to use deadly force.
And it speaks well of them, their efforts after, despite the chaos there, to try to get him to the hospital. And thank God another police vehicle showed up, John. So right there.
Yeah, they had, if you're going to release the video, don't pick and choose what you're going to release, because that was not the entire video. They didn't show the part where they were doing first aid, where they did the scoop. They got them to the car as quick as they could, including the officer that shot. So, I mean, you know, they're picking and choosing, and they're cutting and they're slicing, and they're putting a narrative out to try and calm the community. And I get it; they don't want riots. Nobody does, but they shouldn't be doing that anyway.
I didn't know that part. You see, that's completely lost. And look, I understand Krasner saying we want to respect the family and give them some okay here, but as soon as you do that, I don't think you can put this out there publicly. Maybe John McNesby would like to see it out of deference to the officers and say, cut this part out. Once you start doing that, the whole thing's suspect.
Right. If you're going to investigate it clear and fairly. Release the whole video and let the chips fall where they may. These officers did and followed their training. They did what they were taught to do, and they did it very well, unfortunately. And, you know, unfortunate that somebody lost their life. But, again, they're the narrative of this whole thing from the beginning, 8 days ago, 9 days ago now, is terrible, the way they're painting the cops as the bad guys.
And, John, the fact that they held this until after the election, we see your statement. What's your thought on why that was done until a day after the election?
Well, I thought, honestly, my opinion was is that it would help Trump. They put it out. They're not putting this video out because they want to. They're putting it out because there's nothing there, and they had no other choice. And if they put it out earlier, you know, on his law and order stance, it would have helped him. You know, and that's just me thinking out loud. But, again, you know, they should have put this out last week, and it clearly shows. Unless I'm not seeing something, you're not seeing something, or the city's not seeing something, once that was released, you know, people understood what happened. They left the officers no other choice. Give them a taser. If you had a taser, would that have worked? I don't know. I mean, you got a split-second decision to make there. You know, it may have worked, it may not have. But unfortunately, there was no other choice left. It was clear that they had to use deadly force. They over and over repeatedly asked them to drop the weapon, and this is the end result.
Yeah, and John, too, I think that's where the demand has to be. I wrote that down, the takeaway from this. We need to see that the officers trying to revive them. What they did leave in does speak well of the officers. They're trying to get people away. They're immediately concerned about him and trying to get him to the hospital. And John, the police commissioner, all right, we know police commissioners are in a funny spot there with the mayor and the left and the city and all that, but they got to offer something for the morale of the troops of what this is like as a cop, you know, some deflection at least.
I mean, the mayor, they broke the mold on that dude. I mean, I don't know, he's way off. I mean, he ain't the same guy as 4 years ago, 6 years ago, or 8 years ago when he was in council. They absolutely broke the mold here. Police violence, that's what he says in his conference, police violence. And there's no, the police department is lost. I mean, it doesn't have a pilot right now. We need to get that back. We need to, you know, there's morale's got to be increased. I don't know, you know, how you do that right now and move forward. But our guys and girls are going out and doing a job, especially now, from 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with no days off. You know, 12-hour shifts, and they're tired. They're out there with lack of sleep, and they're protecting the city and the community. And again, you know, there's not a person, not a soul that stood up at that press conference yesterday and said anything about those two cops that were out and did their job. They're throwing them right under the bus.
Let me ask you that, then. Why would they not invite you to that, John? You're not an enemy. You're just a representative of totality of people that the mayor, you would think, sees as a major part of what his job is, to keep the morale of the police up. The police are not the enemy unless that's changed. You ought to be able to be there to say, all right, it's a tragedy, but let's look at the totality of what we see here.
You know why, Dom? Because I tell the truth.
Yeah.
And they don't want to hear the truth. That's exactly why.
Yeah, exactly. Well, having you and Larry Krasner on the same stand, I'd love to be the moderator of that.
Yeah. That'll never work. I'm banned. I'm banned. Hey, you know, what is that, having a press conference at the DA's office? When did we start doing that? And anyway, I'm not allowed in the DA's office. They got my picture at the front door. But and I would not stand with that guy anywhere. I would not stand with him anywhere. So
I understand. Well, John, timelines on this, too. Look, we know investigations take time, but it's pretty clear we have all the information here. At least the public didn't get all of it. You got it. You can't keep cops under this cloud. You got to move forward and say something here, right?
In a normal police department, these officers will be cleared within a couple of weeks and back to work. We have more officers sitting on the bench now than we can actually invade Cuba with. We have the people want to know why there's no cops on the street. We have 200 and some odd people sitting on a bench.
Wow.
On restricted duty for you know, I mean, and rightfully some of them may you know, should probably be there until the investigation is pretty tedious. But on some of these ones that are cut and dry, you know, they should not be taken off the street.
Hey, I'm so glad they have you in their corner, John. Hey, anything we can do, of course. Dan, you had a question?
Yeah, just real quick, John. I want you to clear up something. The video, as you stated earlier in the interview, it ends with the officer saying, scoop him up, bring him to the hospital. Were they actually the ones that brought Walter Wallace to the hospital, or was it an ambulance that delivered him?
No, they scooped him and took him like we do all throughout the city.
Wow.
We don't wait. We don't try and have people perish on us. But the one of them was definitely one of the officers involved. And,
wow.
You know, that's what they do. That's what we do.
Absolutely. Hey, John, thank you very, very much. To be continued, John.
Thanks, man. See you.
All right, John McNesby. Dan, I'm talking about stuff that you're not hearing anywhere else, really, today, and saying they didn't show the full tape here because that might cut a little bit more toward what these cops were up to. I just think, and we'll play at some point, Dan, during the show today when we have it, the 911 call of one of the sisters. John just said he had knocked out the father. All right. Here's the – Dan and I listened to this yesterday, and it just gives lie to the left narrative out there that these cops just kind of showed up first, ambulances were being called for the guy. That doesn't appear to be the case. It appears they were being called for the father, at least according to John McNesby. Here's one of the sisters, though, saying the police had been called by the family, and here's the result.
Philadelphia Police, 356, I'm gonna help you.
Hi, can I get the cops to 6124 Locust Street?
Is that a house or an apartment?
It's an apartment, apartment B.
What's wrong there, ma'am?
I'm the daughter to my mother and my father, and my brothers, they called the cops earlier, and the cops is not doing nothing. He's over there hitting my mother and my father, and I'm always in shouting.
How old is your brother?
He, oh my God, he's 27.
Any weapons involved?
No, but he got a case of, he on probation and everything. He got a case for being violent and everything. He got a whole record.
Okay, does either your mother or father need a medic out there?
Yes, my dad's saying that he's about to faint.
Okay.
And my mom's blood pressure is all the way up.
All right, police will be en route to help them out, but stay on the line for medics, okay?
And they in there screaming, so I don't know what's going on over there. I just asked
him. Listen, ma'am. 6124 Locust, apartment B.
Yes.
Police are going to help your parents out, but stay on the line for medics, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Dan, that, you know, that's the thing that jumps out to me. That's the situation right there. So this idea that everybody was just calling medical and all, that's a sister, and there's another sister involved. This was a bad situation for the parents. You heard the line, cops didn't do anything from before. What are you supposed to do if you're a cop? Let me just link this to something, too. I think it's today or soon. The Wall Street Journal's got a big piece today. Philadelphia Catholics and foster kids. This is the case that the Archbishop wrote about, Fulton versus Philadelphia, an appeal from a Catholic foster agency that the Supreme Court took up yesterday. And it's about the fact that the city of Philadelphia says they have to accept this same-sex policy, the Catholic foster agency, for parents adopting. If they don't, then they can't have any adoptions going on. Who is it that's doing these stuff? Who doesn't stand with the police? Who doesn't want to put kids into loving families and recognize religious freedom? Now, I differ with the church on this. I want to get as many kids as I can into a loving family. But I think it's a religious right, their stance. It's a National Democrat Party. It's Kenny, Krasner, and Democrats in Philadelphia. So when people vote, do they not see this and they still vote against it? They hate Trump that much. Well, I guess so. And why was the tape, now you heard McNesby's theory, released after the election?
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.